Chapter 35. Level Up. In an ornate temple at the top of a skyscraper in Atlanta.
My lord, our best ritualists have gathered.
The man bowed before his patriarch, while his lady wept over the body of her youngest child.
Begin,
came the powerful man's reply. Bowing again, the other man gave a signal. 49 men and women that had been flown in on private jets for this ritual began to summon glyphs. Each stood at a different point around the room under a large lens. The cost had been astronomical, but the House of the Ghost Lotus had constructed this building with a specific goal in mind: to collect light element. The skyscraper had been heralded as bold, innovative, and ahead of its time. There was no hiding the large crystal structure that topped the edifice, and so the Lotus Familia had not even tried. They had merely hidden its intent. The massive jewel that sat atop the 70-story building was not made of glass. It was constructed from materials that had only existed after the Third War. Harder than titanium, lighter than plastic, only the world AI could have computed the complex equations to make the wondrous resin. It took the sum of the Earth's progress to infuse mana into the materials and make it possible. The cost had been enough to bankrupt countries. Measured in the hundreds of millions of credits, it had drained nearly half of the coffers from the House of the Ghost Lotus. For that price, however, they had created a small wonder of the world. The crystalline resin did not simply capture light element. It attracted and stored it. The resin drew in the scant amount of mana that existed in the surrounding atmosphere. It then used that to create an attractive force for any and all light element in the vicinity. The ability of the house to cultivate and create magical items had skyrocketed. It had also earned the envy and enmity of other familias around the world. Even within the Lotus, the other houses were now scrambling to repeat the feat. How could they not? The power this building offered the Patriarch's house could not be challenged. On a good month, and with a full complement of ritualists like they had tonight, they could collect a full 10 motes of light every 30 days. That was a full mote every 3 days. Such wealth was literally priceless. Standing next to his sobbing wife, and gazing upon the body of his youngest son, the cold visage of the Patriarch finally cracked. The emotion he showed was faint, but it was there. As the ritualists began to gather small iotas of light from the stars above, the left corner of the Patriarch's mouth twitched upward a fraction of an inch. None could challenge the power of his house. Only a few miles away, in a small chapel outside of the oncology ward of Atlanta General Hospital, Finn knew nothing about the ritual being enacted, or the foolish pride of his as yet unknown enemy. Instead, he was flush with the light of life. Every success grew that wonderfully warm feeling inside of him. Each absorbed golden sphere had also strengthened his natural healing attribute. It was intoxicating to actually know in real time that you were getting stronger. He couldn't get enough of it. Which didn't mean the process had been seamless. Finn discovered that with each success, the next attempt would become fractionally harder. The increased difficulty was barely noticeable initially, but it had added up. On his first 2 attempts, he easily walked the element into his core. Each time, a dimple would form on the side of the moat he focused on. Next, a tether of energy would stretch to the column of light. Once it reached the lit pillar, it was his. The golden energy would connect to his body and he would begin to feast.
You have cultivated 1 life element, +1 to tributary attribute natural healing.
The trick was getting it into the light. If his first attempt had felt like he was pushing against a light breeze, his third had felt like he was leaning into a stiff wind. It was nothing he couldn't handle, but it was potentially distracting.
You have cultivated 1 life element, +1 to tributary attribute natural healing.
That was how he found out that if he failed to fully convey a mote into his avatar, then there would be consequences. On his 4th attempt, he lost focus. It was just for a moment, but that was all it took. The life energy he'd been pulling into his avatar, which is what he'd started calling his body in the Cave of Whispers, had snapped back into the darkness all at once. He'd felt like a piece of himself had been ripped away, and an electric shock had been left in its place. The labyrinth had punished him with a red screen of death.
You have failed to successfully cultivate life element. Cultivation frozen for 5 minutes. You have failed to successfully cultivate life element. You have lost 1 HP. The red prompt had been accompanied by severe headache. After feeling some wetness on his lip, he'd looked in the mirror and saw a bright red streak of blood coming from his nose. That was 3 health he'd lost so far trying to increase his power. With his constitution at threshold 2, it wasn't that bad. But if this had been before, he'd have lost 10% of his total life. That setback hadn't stopped him, but it did underlie the fact that there were consequences to what he was doing. Potentially deadly consequences. Despite the game-like elements, this was still real life. He was in a real human body with all the frailties that came with it. He couldn't forget that he was channeling an unknown energy that was bound to have unknown effects. He resolved to keep that in mind. Resolved or not, he resumed absorbing more life element the moment his cultivation had unfrozen. While he did, he'd pondered on that word, cultivation. In the games he'd played, getting stronger was almost always a central theme. There were several categories that normally fell into. There was the classic lit RPG style of leveling up, but there was also the cousin style of wuxia. In wuxia stories, characters grew more powerful by pondering the mysteries of the universe, absorbing divine energies, or both. He already knew for a fact that leveling was possible, even though it was currently locked. His status page made that clear. Now it appeared the wave had made cultivation possible as well. Was there a relationship between the approaches? He was sure he'd find out in time. Another thing he'd pondered was his initial value in natural healing. If humanity's baseline was 10 with tributary attributes, then he'd had only 10% above that mark before he'd absorbed his first life element. The prompt had given him a loose reason, referencing good decisions, but that was hardly helpful. Doctors had also known for decades that making healthy life choices made it easier to fight off disease and recover from injury. Despite the occasional keg stand in his youth, and what some might call a generous appreciation for good scotch and better women, he'd mostly made healthy choices. Exercise had never stopped being a part of his life, even after the war, and he cooked most nights. He wasn't above grabbing some fries from the Golden Arches, but he made sure to eat gross, boring salad at least a few times a week as well. That was what was bugging him a bit. According to his initial natural healing score, all that effort, had only resulted in a marginal gain. While that was a bit of a kick in the nads, it also made what was happening now even more remarkable. In just the last hours, his natural healing number had skyrocketed. Between his speed of absorbing life element, the time it took to cultivate it, and the time he needed to refill his own MP from using mana threads, it took a little over half an hour to collect and cultivate a single point of energy. That meant a single hour of cultivation was superior to a lifetime of good choices. That knowledge was both exciting and fearsome. His training during the war didn't let his mind look through rose-colored glasses. He couldn't just see the benefits of this kind of progression. His mind immediately went to the other side of the coin. If he was able to make this kind of gain, what were other people, the wrong kind of people, learning to do after the wave? A life full of painfully learned harsh truths had proven to him that power did not discriminate and did not judge. It simply was. If he could gain this kind of power, others probably could as well. The type of people that didn't just belong in jail, they deserved to be buried under it. He shrugged off those maudlin thoughts as he'd continued to absorb energy. One, there was nothing he could do to control what other people would do, and two, collecting element and cultivating with it just felt too damn satisfying. You have cultivated 1 life element, +1 to tributary attribute natural healing.
When he tried to cultivate the fifth golden sphere, Finn ran into his next stumbling block. He'd worried about the increased difficulty in drawing the element out of the dark. What if whatever mental muscle he was using to do so wasn't strong enough to overcome the resistance? And that was exactly what happened. The tether of gold extending from the fifth moat stopped a full 2 inches before the circle of light. No matter how hard he strained, Finn wasn't able to force it any closer. He mentally pushed until his injured eye spasmed. He began to be sure he'd do himself damage if he kept trying to force it, and that it still wouldn't be enough. He just wasn't powerful enough. That thought contrasted heavily with the smile that had formed on Finn's face. He might not be strong enough, but he was skilled. He was pretty sure he muttered something like, "Please, no backlash," as he manifested a skill inside of his cave of whispers for the first time. The glyph formed, and a blue mana thread emerged from his hand. He held his breath as it left the circle of light. Thankfully, his skill pierced the column, and he remained in the cave. It looked like the rules were different for his skills than for his body. As soon as his thread touched the golden sphere, the transfer of energy began. Once more, he siphoned raw element. Molten gold had flowed down the thread and into him, and Finn's eyes glowed like a setting sun. Not only did that let him continue cultivating, but it seemed like using his skill in that way had earned him progression points faster than just using it to siphon from the cancer patients. You have cultivated one life element, plus one to tributary attribute natural healing. You have cultivated one life element, plus one to tributary attribute natural healing, plus 2 of 2 mana threads skill progression point. After Finn got his second progression point, his skill advanced to level 2. Congratulations, Mana Threads has advanced to level 2. Your ability to control and sense mana has increased. The stability of your mana thread has increased. The increased stability had somehow increased the speed he could siphon energy from the golden spheres. It also decreased the mental strain required, as he did not need to pull the motes quite so close to the column of light. The more he used the skill, the faster it progressed, which made it easier to use and brought more life element into him. It was like putting lube on lightning. Both life and skill progression points flooded him. You have cultivated one life element, plus one to tributary attribute natural healing, plus 1 of 4 mana threads skill progression point. You have cultivated one life element, plus one to tributary attribute natural healing, plus 2 of 4 mana threads skill progression point. 4 of 4 mana threads skill progression point. Congratulations, Mana Threads has advanced to level 3. Your ability to control and sense mana has increased. The stability of your mana thread has increased. It took 4 skill progression points for him to reach level 3. Each skill level increased his control over his thread. The maximum distance now extended beyond 2 feet. The only downside was his limited mana pool. Lengthening it that much increased the mana drain, but also increased the speed he siphoned the element. Finn spent some time trying to find the right balance. To that end, when his pool got close to bottoming out again, he didn't push past the headache that flared up. Instead, he snapped out of the Cave of Whispers and set a timer on his link. Each time he regenerated his MP, he noted it. After the 3rd one regened, he was sure. His mana came back at almost 1 point a minute. It was a bit shy of that, but 1-to-1 was close enough for government work. Once his pool was full again, he went back to cultivating. Finn consumed golden sphere after golden sphere. After each, the difficulty of pulling the energy towards the column increased. After the 7th round, about 1.5 feet remained between the light and the golden tether. After the 8th, it was nearly 2 feet. The 9th, the moat that would take his natural healing score from 19 to 20, was almost beyond the max length of his thread. It still took about 1 minute to control the thread to latch on to the golden tether that whipped back and forth. If not for reaching level 3 in his skill, he wouldn't have been able to do it. But, at long last, Finn absorbed a 9th golden sphere,
and crossed the second threshold of natural healing.